Jacob Zuma's a very, very bad person. Just how bad? So bad that he is planning to declare a state of emergency if his proxy loses at Nasrec as of Saturday through to the middle of next week. People who had that notion in their heads have had that notion further entrenched by report on Sunday that they had had sight of a draft document which was put together, they said, by a team appointed by Jacob Zuma to draft regulations to allow a law which was passed in 1997, which replaced the apartheid state of emergency law, to be put into operation. The law was there, but the regulations, which are part of a law, were not in place. The presidency has said no such draft regulations are being considered, and Jacob Zuma has not appointed a team. Doesn't explain the presence of this document, which looks pretty authentic, but how freely can Jacob Zuma announce a state of emergency? How constrained is he by that 1997 law? Judith February is a senior research associate with the Institute for Security Studies. Can he do it at will, Judith? Good morning.
Good morning, John. Well, no, he can't. And I think it's always important that we start with our founding document, and that's the Constitution. And if you look at Section 37, it talks about the circumstances in which a state of emergency may be declared. And I'm quoting here from Section 1A. It says, when the life of the nation is threatened by war, invasion, general insurrection, disorder, natural disaster, or other public emergency, and subsection B, the declaration is necessary to restore peace and order. So those are the two grounds. And of course, as you've mentioned, 1997, South Africa passed the State of Emergency Act with no regulations. And that was purely also to give life to Section 37, but also to repeal the apartheid legislation regarding states of emergency. So the Section 37 goes on, and it talks about the circumstances, of course, which we've discussed about when that can happen, but also where one would need a National Assembly resolution to extend the state of emergency, and also how you're unable to derogate certain rights, so limit certain rights. So it's quite clear. And I think the most important section would be subsection 3, which says that any competent court may decide on the validity of a declaration of a state of emergency. And so this would go squarely to a high court and then, of course, eventually to the Concord.
Because it really doesn't appear that there is anywhere near the level of public disorder, to use one of the causes. Certainly the others are quite obviously absent. There is public disorder, but surely nowhere near threatening enough to require a state of emergency.
Absolutely. And John, if you look at the daily traffic reports, which have become an indicator often of the level of low level of unrest which we live with, public protest, if we look at the public protest that happened in Tshwane, for example, ahead of the 2016 local government elections, then South Africa is quite used to that, unfortunately and sadly, and that is in and of itself a reflection of the paltry state of our governance. But, if one is doing this, also the conditions, the objective conditions have to be present. And so, really, I think while we are right to be talking about this and to be raising the alarm and for journalists to bring this document out into the open, I really think that it's a very long way until we're at the point where a state of emergency can be declared. But also shows and President Zuma and, the state that he heads and the desperate state that he himself is in.
Because he's shown himself to be not much of a respecter of the Constitution before, Judith. He has gone ahead and done things which, if he didn't know were unconstitutional, his advisers should have known and should have told him, and maybe they didn't, maybe ignored them. So what are the chances that he would do something similar with this?
Well, of course, we can't say that he will never do it. He will not do it. I simply think that in this case, it would be the president would have to issue that proclamation. And for him to do that, it's slightly different than, say, the breaches that he was found guilty of in the Nkandla matter, which, he could sort of dress up and spin. This would be him taking that step. And immediately, I could see human rights organizations going to court about this. And I, you know, without wanting to preempt or speak on behalf of any court, I'd be very surprised if in a democracy, and given the way in which Section 37 is worded, and if one looks at these draft regulations, which look like they're out of the PW Berta playbook, then one would be surprised if a court would declare something like that valid in a constitutional democracy which is open and transparent.
Thank you very much. Judith February, a senior research associate at the Institute for Security Studies. My guess is that those people who've convinced themselves that Jacob Zuma's next step, or next step but one, or next step but two, is to declare a state of emergency, are not going to be persuaded away from their conviction by that argument, but you've heard it. Graham of Kirstenhof called us to say he goes to Virgin Active, where they have, I don't know how recently, but they've apparently installed buzzers in the showers that sound off every 2 minutes, which is great. What is not so great is that he also tells us some members have disconnected them because, quote, they make too much noise, unquote.